A recent warm-up in southwestern Alaska is cracking the ice road on the Kuskokwim River. There are now several open holes near the Bethel area. Bethel Search and Rescue was busy over the holiday weekend rescuing drivers who broke through the shell ice covering puddles and overflow. Search and Rescue President Peter Atchuk.
People have been falling through and unable to get out, especially the trucks. They're breaking through that thin ice, you know, over the shell ice, because it appears to be all the same ice, you know, when you're traveling, especially in the dark.
The warm-up began just days before Christmas, but many villagers risked traveling on the dangerous river to buy those last-minute gifts for their families. Shane Iverson from member station KYUK in Bethel reports.
It's a sloppy winter day on the Kuskokwim River. Balmy weather from the Bering Sea is blowing in. Peter Atchuk looks concerned as he examines the river ice. It's submerged in giant puddles known as overflow.
Some of them are deep enough to swallow a snow machine and a driver. People, if they're not careful, they can come upon an overflow and they can drown in overflows.
Atchuk is president of the local search and rescue team. He's advising the public against travel on the river, but he knows that for many, the call of Christmas duty is overpowering.
They tend to put safety behind them. Their priority is they want to get that nice gift for their loved one.
They're coming from remote villages strung along the Kuskokwim. There, small stores sell just food and basic supplies. Internet orders take weeks to arrive by mail plane. So with the holiday season bearing down, villagers are taking risks to travel to Bethel. It's the hub city of the region and the only shopping destination for hundreds of miles. Brian Bosco just made the 10-mile trip on a four-wheeler, riding exposed in the elements.
I was just praying, praying to God, hope everything will be all right. And here we are, we made it.
Several others have not been so fortunate. Snow machine riders have been making distress calls to Bethel Search and Rescue. Shopper Joel Andrew helped someone to escape the overflow.
Their snow machine was swamped, so I had rope. And I lend him rope, and we pulled out his snow machine.
When asked why he would take such a risky trip for a present, Andrew responded with the same answer every holiday shopper gave. They're doing it for their kids. I'm Shane Iverson in Bethel.